Well, what a weekend of celebration we've had. Rugby, 60-odd, 21, then the women weighed in at 65-nothing. And we've celebrated with Andy and Amanda that great milestone in their life. It's been great. It's been absolutely wonderful. Honest, trust me, it's been wonderful. But have you ever felt let down by someone? Now, when I was 10, which is a long, long time ago, there was a boy called Dave. He didn't like me. He supported Chelsea, which didn't help. And I was always, you know, I always couldn't seem to do anything that pleased this boy. He lived in our street and he went to our class and he was always on my case. I can't remember the exact things, but he was just always finding fault with me. And once I went and said to my dad, I said, this Dave's really giving me a hard time. And I expected my dad to go round there and have a word with his dad and sort it all out. Do you know what he did? He said, Chris, well, perhaps it's your fault. And I think, thanks a bunch. Just when I needed you, Dad, to support me and help me, this kid's giving me grief. And you're not. You're letting me down. This happened over a half a century ago. The pain is still there. The crushing hurt. My dad, I expected him. I expected him to support me. And I felt he'd let me down. Let me down big time. We're in Jerusalem. And we start off just a little bit before this. And everything seems to be going so well. Jesus comes into Jerusalem, what we know as Palm Sunday. The king coming to take over, kick out the Romans, and we're really going to rule our own lives. Freedom at last. And the singing, the rejoicing, we're on our way with Jesus. And it's going to be absolutely marvellous. And all that week, Jesus is confounding all his critics. You know, he's beating them. You know, it's not even going to penalties or extra time. He's winning hands down. And the bandwagon's rolling. We're on our way with Jesus. Can you hear him singing? It's just absolutely glorious. He's going to sort out the Romans. And it's going to be fantastic. A new era for us all. The bandwagon's rolling. And then on Thursday, right out of the blue, the wheels fell off. And Jesus, the incomparable Jesus, is arrested. Arrested not by the Romans. He's arrested by the religious, the people who expected to support him, who are supposed to be on his side. They're the ones who had the hotline to God, didn't they? And he's arrested by them, and he's taken at night. And as Peter, one of the apostles, they're all there. And Peter rushes to Jesus' defense and he tries he gets his sword out and he says, I'll chop this bloke's head off. He can't even do that right. And he misses and just gets his ear. Remember that? Malchus is the bloke's name and Jesus heals that. But Jesus, arrested. And Peter, failing. He's got failure written through him like Brighton Rock. Peter. What's your image of Peter? It's like Charlton Heston, isn't it? Big. Well, if you don't know who Charlton Heston is, you're too young. But he was big. Arnie Schwarzenegger. He was tough. He worked hard for a living. He ran a business. He knew his stuff. He's the big fisherman round Lake Galilee. You don't mess with Peter. He was married. He had problems. He had a mother-in-law. But he got over that. He was impetuous. He was impulsive. He was a man of action. He was a natural leader. His name was Simon Bar-Jonah. His friends called him Peter. His best friend, Jesus, called him Rocky. Rocky Bar-Jonah. Or in English, Rocky Johnson. That's who we're talking about. Rocky Johnson. You're right. You've met him, have you? He's a man of action. He's a brave, brave man. You know, when Jesus was arrested, you know, all the faint-hearted disciples were doing Usain Bolts out of the Garden of Gethsemane. Not old Rocky. He followed there. He was there. He was there in the courtyard. He's not going to let Jesus down, his big mate. Let's go in the courtyard with Rocky. Let's see what happened. Let's see what happened to Rocky Johnson in the courtyard. Where can you see with him? There's the fire. You're warming yourself by the fire. It's early in the morning. Nearly 3 in the morning. And there's a servant girl looking curiously at this chap, and she says she sort of recognises him. You ever been like someone sort of knows you, and you know, and you put you on the spot a bit? And she's looking at him a bit more fully in the face, and she said, verse 69, says, looks at old Rocky and says, "You were with Jesus, weren't you?" And he sort of, you know, nervously bows his head, and he just warms himself by the fire, and he's trying to pretend that he's not there. You ever had that? Someone's putting the finger on you and you're trying to, and he's, you know, he's trying to pretend he's never heard what she said. But this, there he is by the fire, there's old Rocky with Jesus. But this servant girl is a bit of a nagger, you know. And she won't take no for an answer. She starts pointing the finger at him. She says, "Oi, you! Oi, cloth ears! You were with him, weren't you?" He said, no. And he's still trying to pretend that, you know, go away. "No, I don't know him. I don't know him." Goes a bit further around. And then this woman talked to someone else. "He's one of them, you know. I've seen him with Jesus. I've seen him. And someone else then points the finger at him. "See, you're one of them, aren't you? You're one of his, aren't you?" It's a bit scary, isn't it? "Have you had anyone put a finger on you? You're one of it. You're a Christian, aren't you? Have you ever been in the work? Someone says, 'You're a Christian.'" When I first became a Christian at work, it went all round the office. "Chris Knowles has become a Christian. Come on, count to me. You're a Christian, aren't you?" Someone else said, "It's all right. You won't be terminal Christian. You'll get over it." It went round the office. "Chris Knowles has become a Christian. Send for Billy Graham." Someone else said to him, "Rocky, I know you. You're one of them, aren't you? You're one of his followers. You're one of his best mates." He said, "I don't know him. For goodness sake, I don't know him." They wouldn't let go. And someone said, "Come off it. I know you know him because you're Rocky, aren't you? You're one of his chief mates, aren't you? And I know it's you, because you talk like this, you come from Kilnest." "I know it's..." He's trying to... Sorry about that. "If you come from..." That's the best I could do. "Don't forget, I come from the deep south." But you see, the accent gave him away. He come from Galilee. Up north, you see. As soon as he spoke, they give him away. And he said to him, "You're one of them sick ones from up there, aren't you?" Sorry about that. I'll need a fast car out of here, Andy. And he said, "I do not know the man." Oh, sorry, that wakes up the back row. And there's Rocky Johnson. You see, when it comes to the crunch, his was a soft, chewy centre. And just before a nagger who wouldn't take no for an answer, we've all suffered under them. Some of us married them. But anyway. And big man goes down like a pack of cards. And just then, 3 o'clock in the morning. Look at this cock really doing his stuff, isn't he? The cock crowed, "Cockle doodle doo, Rocky, it's done for you." It's all over then, isn't it? Because when the chips were down, He wanted a pizza. It's all over. Rocky thought it was all over. There he is. The big man. The big, brave fisherman. Absolutely crushed. That's what happened. Is that the end? Sure looks like it, doesn't it? But there's one thing about Rocky, and it's the best thing about Rocky, is that he really, really loved Jesus. Boy, did he love Jesus. Him and John is the only one in that courtyard. The others are nowhere to be seen. But he loved Jesus. Now, we've all failed Jesus, haven't we? Even today, failed to acknowledge him as Lord. I wake up in the morning and I think I'm the centre of the universe. We're just so self-centred. We fail Jesus all the time. That's why in that interview, the great thing is that God does not fail us. Rocky failed Jesus most dramatically, most big time you can imagine. We fail him in all the little things. How many times at work when someone's just rubbishing the whole thought of God and the church and that, and we just stay a bit silent? And someone's just sort of gently ridiculing, but we stay silent. Nothing like that. But we stay silent and don't stand up for Jesus. But Rocky really loved Jesus and he repented. That means he really, really said, sorry, Lord, I've so let you down. That's why in our service, confession is one of the best starts to this service, isn't it? Because we've so let him down. What does Jesus say then to a serial failure, someone, you know, who's all mouth but don't know, you know, no delivery? Especially as he was the head disciple. Jesus expected more of Rocky Johnson than anybody else. Is he finished then? Is he on the discipleship scrap heap? Has Jesus then got to put out adverts to get someone else to lead? Because he's blown it? What does Jesus do with you and me? Serial failures in the Christian life. What did he do with Rocky Johnson? You go on a few days. Jesus is gloriously risen from the dead, the conqueror of death and sin. But Rocky loves Jesus, but he still feels the scars of his own. He just wasn't up to the mark when it came to the big ordeal. He wasn't there. And he goes back to what he knows best, fishing on the lake in John 21. He goes fishing. And this bloke's got failure written through him like Brighton Rock. And even that he can't get right. You see that in John 21 verse 5? They catch nothing. Well, the odd Tesco trolley, but nothing you can eat. Then they see Jesus on the shore. And he calls to them. Now these people have let him down. Do you know what he says to them? He says, friends, stick your net over that side. And again, he outfishes the professional fishermen. And they gather in all the stuff. And then at the end of it all, it's a fantastic time with Jesus. Jesus takes Rocky aside. He says, Rocky, do you love me? And Rocky says, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. A little bit later, it's just a private conversation, not in front of everyone else, not to embarrass him. He says, Rocky, do you really love me? And Rocky says, Jesus, you know I love you. Care for my lambs. Then the third time, he says, Rocky, do you love me? And the word that Jesus used for love is the word we call agape, which is deeper and greater than any human love. And Simon says, I do love you. The word he uses in Greek is philo, which is I love you, but that's human love. But it's Jesus' divine love. He said, feed my sheep, take care of them. I've still got a job for you. His love is better than ours. We all love Jesus if we're a Christian, but we fail him. But his love for us never fails. And he brings Rocky in. And he said, and if you'd have had someone like that, I mean, you wouldn't have him on your PCC, because when it comes to it, he's not up to it, is he? But what does Jesus do? He totally reinstates this Rocky Johnson. He reinstates him as the leader. And just a few days later, at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes on Jesus' people, who stands up now in front of this crowd where the blood of Jesus is barely dry in the same place, probably to some of the same people who crucified Jesus? Who stands up and says, fellow Israelites, what's happened is the power of Jesus' spirit, because he's alive. It's Rocky Johnson. And he carries on all his life then, failing, but Jesus never fails him. All our life is failure, really. It is. But the abiding reality, if you're a Christian, is that Jesus never fails you. He doesn't say, and promise never to do it again, or doesn't, and promise to be better. He just forgives us. The challenge for us as a Christians is this, and it's so straightforward but so difficult. There's only one person Jesus can't forgive. That's the person who won't ask him. The one who's too proud to. The one who actually doesn't get real about himself with the real God. The one who pretends all the time, who pretends to be religious, who pretends to be going well on the track. And we're all into that a bit, aren't we? But what I love about it, especially on Sunday, we can come together and we can be real with a real God. So and our life is built on repentance and God's wonderful continual forgiveness. So don't just save repentance up for Sunday. Start off each day. Because you know what? Even before you get out of bed, you're sinning, aren't we? Aren't we? See, failure is not final, because you never succeeded to get into the Christian family, did you? You think about it. It was all gift. And he's never withdrawn it. I like old Rocky Johnson, because you can relate to him. He's real, isn't he? But he shows us a real God and what he can do with people like you and me. We've let him down, but he never lets us down. If you know that Jesus, rejoice today. If you're not too sure and you'd like to, have a word with someone here who knows him, who you can trust. They can help you. The question is, do you love Jesus? Let's talk to him now. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness for us. And we thank you, Lord, that your forgiveness triumphs over my failure. Thank you, Lord, that the only way up in the Christian life is down on our knees before you, the real God. Help us individually, help us as a church, Lord, this week, in the sure strength of your forgiveness, to live for you in all our weaknesses, in all our failures. Help us to rejoice in you, our great King, our great Lord, our great God, our greater brother. Amen.